case of the morning is number 07-1143, Sandra Williams against OSI Educational Services. Mr. O'Reilly, you're at bat again.
Yes, and thank you. Good morning, counsel. This case is very different than the last case. This case is under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and it really comes down, I mean, the analysis here is much, much simpler than what we were dealing with under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and, of course, the stakes here are very different as well. In this case, a debt collector, OSI, sent a letter to a consumer. The letter said that the balance may not reflect the exact amount of interest which is accruing daily per your original agreement with your creditor. Contact us to find out your exact payout balance. Essentially, we took the position that this was a statement. First off, it clearly said that the balance may not be accurate, that it may not reflect the exact amount of interest, and that further, they said contact us to find out your exact payout balance. We thought it was very similar to the case in Chewy versus National Action Financial Services. In that case, the court held that the letter violated the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and there was no survey in that case. In that case, they stated the exact amount of the balance, and then they added the language, to obtain your most current balance information, please call a 1-800 number.
But, you know, the difference is that in this letter, you see total due up at the top of the page, $807.89. And then, like other cases, it just indicates as the days go on, you're going to owe more. I mean, only somebody who didn't know the meaning of the word accruing would think that the balance might be less than 807, might be more. All it says is the balance may not reflect the exact amount of interest which is accruing daily per your original agreement. And there's an interest line here at the moment at $16.46. Maybe the next day it'll be $17 or something. So it looks to me like it's very much like our cases where we've said interest is going to keep going up.
Well, Your Honor, I appreciate what you're saying, but it does not say merely that interest is accruing daily. That would be Taylor versus Calvary. What it says is that the balance may not reflect the exact amount
because
of interest.
Because the interest is accruing daily.
They could have used the safe harbor. They could have used the safe harbor
of Miller
versus
McCall. But they also, are you really saying that you don't read this sentence to be saying the same thing as the exact amount due might be different because interest is accruing daily and so it might be more?
No,
I mean, people really don't understand that that's what this sentence means.
No, Your Honor, it specifically says the balance reflected on this piece of paper may not be accurate. It does not say that in the future it may not be accurate. It says as of right now it's not accurate.
It says it may not because, I suppose if it were emailed to you, then it would be accurate that day.
Well, why are you assuming that, Your Honor? I don't think that that's a reasonable assumption.
The balance may not reflect the exact amount of interest,
which is accruing daily. OSI Education, obviously, is not the creditor. Did they bother to go
You can't write a letter with interest accruing daily that has a total amount due that is frozen in time unless somebody's actually filed for bankruptcy and there's a...
Actually, Miller versus McCullough solves that riddle. Miller versus McCullough says, as of this date, you owe this much, the exact amount due. It makes it very clear.
Why is this box not saying the same thing? Date 3-28-05, principal, interest, fees, total due.
The box is very clear. If they had not just the box, there'd be no lawsuit here.
But then there would be a lawsuit because interest is accruing daily, and so if the person tries to pay it back in 2 weeks, that's not going to be enough money.
Again, as long as it was accurate on the day it was sent, that's what the Seventh Circuit in Miller versus McCullough said was required. Right. I don't have a problem with the amount going up. What I have a problem with is letters which tell consumers that the balance may not be accurate, please contact us.
That's not what this says. It just says the balance may not reflect the exact amount of interest, which is accruing daily. That's what it's saying. You're trying to not have that accruing daily.
I have no problem with the accruing daily, but you're trying not to have the balance may not reflect the exact amount of interest.
Well, it explains why not. It's just explaining that there's one element that may be going up that is, in fact, going up.
How can you say with any degree of certainty that the balance was, in fact, accurate on the day the letter was sent, without reference to extrinsic materials? They specifically say that the balance may not reflect the exact amount of interest. Now, of course, the balance is coming from a different entity. It's coming from Great Lakes Higher Education. Who's to say when they got that balance information? Who's to say that they know when it's coming up? Who's to say what the process it would take to find out what the exact payoff balance is?
There's no date on the letter. At least I couldn't find it. Is there?
I believe that there is, Your Honor.
The date's inside the box.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
the guarantor.
See that date. I
but
see
there's
that
no
date.
Separate date.
No, there's no. But I don't know when the letter was sent or when it was received. But
yeah.
It's in the Schumer box, I guess that's called, isn't it?
No. That would be under the Truth in Lending Act. There's no Schumer box under the Fair Debt Collection
Practices.
Well,
they just don't call it that. Whatever you want to call it. It's within the box. I have to assume that part is as of a certain date.
Well, and again,
and this letter may have been sent at a different time.
And again, there's no evidence in the record as to a particular date. I'm assuming that the letter was sent on that date.
Right.
And again, I think the main point is that if you're a consumer and you receive this letter and you want to know what the debt is, you're being told that the balance may not reflect the exact amount of interest which is accruing daily. Now, if it's simply said, for example, what it said in Taylor, your account balance may periodically be increased. That's fine. That does nothing to undermine the consumer's confidence in the number being stated. The number is being that 100% complies with Miller versus McCullough, because it's absolutely clear that what you're saying is that while this is the date at this time, and it may get larger in the future. And there were two examples of that in Taylor versus Calvary. However, it's a reasonable reading of this to say, when it says that the balance may not reflect the exact amount of interest, it does not say that in the future the balance may not reflect it, or that in the future the debt may go up. Now,
well,
we're
if you
dealing
said
with
it said in, exact amount of interest because it is accruing daily, would that solve that?
Well, no. Again, I think the main problem here is that you've got the present tense. The main problem here is you have an explicit statement here that the balance may not reflect the exact amount of interest. Now, it seems to me that what they should have said was, as of today, the balance reflects the exact amount of interest. However, interest is accruing daily. That's very clear. That's what they put in Miller versus McCullough. They, for some unknown reason, OSI decided not to follow the safe harbor. And in deciding not to follow the safe harbor, they did so at their own risk. They could have chosen the language of the safe harbor. They chose not to. I think the reason they did was the same reason that they did so in Chewy. They want consumers to call them because it gives them an opportunity to collect the debt rather than trying to chase down the creditors, which is expensive with phone calls. They want consumers to collect them. And, of course, if you called up and requested the balance, you can bet that you would get a high-pitched sale to try and get some money in. So from that standpoint, that was the problem in Chewy, and I think that's the problem here. They specifically have it. Contact us to find out your exact payout balance, not contact us to find out what your payout balance in the future will be, but contact us to find out what your exact payout balance is in the present. They use the present tense every step of this. There's nothing in here which suggests that on the date that they sent it, that they actually got the correct figure. It specifically says that the balance may not reflect the exact amount of interest, which is accruing daily. They'd have to go get it. I'd like to save the remainder of my time for rebuttal.
Your Honors, Mr. O'Reilly, the letter in this case exactly reflects what the letters in Taylor did. The Taylor case required that the debt collection letter state the amount of the debt sufficiently clearly that the recipient is unlikely to misunderstand it. This letter from OSI went to Ms. Williams and said at the top of the letter what her total due was, broken down by principal, interest, and fees. Then, like Miller and like Taylor, the letter included a statement that the actual balance that you owe may be different because interest is accruing on a daily basis. Then the bottom of the letter included a tear-off section, which again told Ms. Williams exactly what to pay as of March 26, 2005. And that was the same amount, the total due, at the top of the letter. In this case, OSI is a debt collector that was hired to collect the amount of $807.89. That is what we were hired to collect. That is what we were trying to collect. That was the amount of the debt that was disclosed to Ms. Williams in the letter. The tear-off section made it perfectly clear to her that that was the amount that she was supposed to send in with this section. Now, the plaintiffs argue that our statement that interest is accruing on a interest may be accruing on a daily basis runs afoul of the Chue case. But the court needs to go back and look at exactly what happened in Chue and what was being said in Chue. In that case, the amount of the debt was correctly stated at the beginning of the letter, but it wasn't stated in terms of total due or amount of debt. It was stated in terms of balance, balance due. Then the Chue letter went on and said that to obtain your most current balance information, please call a 1-800 number. Justice Posner found that that was confusing to the debtor because the debtor was being told at the top of the letter what the balance was and then being told in the body of the letter to call a 1-800 number to obtain your more current balance. From that, Justice Posner concluded that the consumer was confused and couldn't understand exactly what it was that the consumer had to pay. In this case, the OSI letter specifically told the plaintiff, Ms. Williams, the total amount due, then told her, like Miller allows, that the amount that you owe the creditor may not be the same because interest is accruing, your balance may be different, but the total that is due to us as the debt collector is $807.89, and she's supposed to detach the bottom of the letter and send that in. This is somewhat similar to a case that Mr. O'Reilly and I argued to at least two of you several months ago, the Barnes case. In the Barnes case, the decision came out in late July, similar in that the argument was that in that case, the debt collector had disclosed the amount they were trying to collect, which was the amount past due, and Mr. O'Reilly argued that that wasn't the correct amount of the debt because additional charges had been incurred since then and that a larger amount was owed to the credit card company. The court went through the letter in that case and said it very clearly stated the total amount that the debt collector was trying to collect. The amount of the debt was clear to the debtor, and therefore the letter complied with the FDCPA. That's a similar situation to here, where the amount of the debt that we are trying to collect is very clearly disclosed as the total due. We are also allowed under Miller, and we don't have to follow the exact language of Miller, as this court made very clear, we are also allowed to tell the consumer that interest may be accruing, and therefore the total amount of the balance, not the amount due, but the total amount of the balance that is owed to the creditor may be different because interest is accruing.
But of course, your letter does say contact us to find out your exact payout balance, which makes it sound like it's you who wants the corrected amount, not contact your creditor or words to that effect.
The letter does say that, and the evidentiary record that we submitted in support of our motion for summary judgment established that we would then contact the creditor for the debtor and find out what the exact amount of the payout balance was. Okay. I submit to the court, however, that the contact us and us doing that service for the creditor does not confuse the creditor as to what the amount of the debt was. If the creditor wants to find that out, or if the debtor wants to find that out to determine what the exact balance is, the mechanism is set out how to do that. If the debtor just wants to pay the total due, the mechanism is very clearly set for how to do that as well. This letter, then, as a whole, I believe, complies with Taylor because it correctly states the amount of the debt. It complies with Taylor because it itemizes the amount of the debt broken down by principal, interest, and fees. Like Miller, it informs the debtor that there is interest accruing on the debt. And like both Taylor and Barnes, it clearly identifies the amount owed, which is the amount to be paid by the debtor. This is exactly what Miller told us to do, and that is to let the debtor know that interest may be accruing on the debt, but this is what you have to pay. And from the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act standpoint, That's all you have to disclose. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Henderson. How much time does counsel have? 2 minutes, sir.
Thank you. In Chuwei, which I note that counsel didn't mention, it said to obtain your most current balance, please call the 1-800 number. And this one says contact us to find out your exact payout balance. The question remains, in a case such as this, what exactly are they seeking to collect? Are they seeking to collect the $807, or is there a different amount? And how would a consumer know without actually calling them? That is why the statement in Chuwei was a violation of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and it's the reason why, in this case, it's a violation of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Now, when you have a statement which specifically, at least in my view, it certainly disavows the accuracy of the number. When they say that interest is accruing, there's certainly the possibility, as Judge Wood has mentioned, certainly defendants have gone in, that says that perhaps it simply means that in the future, this balance will become out of date, that this is not a static amount. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with letters that say that. Taylor said that. However, there's an alternative interpretation, and that interpretation is entirely plausible and reasonable. And that interpretation is that OSI didn't have the accurate amount of the interest. It's accruing daily. We don't know how old this information is. Certainly an unsophisticated consumer receiving this letter, who receives a letter which says that the letter may not reflect the exact amount of interest, would certainly be entitled to think that the letter does not reflect the exact amount of the interest, and therefore that the balance is different. And of course, the interest was used to calculate the collection fees that were put on. They used the principal and the interest to assert the collection fees. If I'm an unsophisticated consumer who would already have a question, I mean, obviously they were capitalizing interest, and that's why the interest is small and the balance is large. But notwithstanding that, we're still looking at a situation in which if I'm a consumer and I receive the letter, I see, yes, interest is accruing daily. I knew that beforehand. I knew that when I signed the promissory note. However, what the information that they're telling me that I didn't know about was that this balance may not be accurate, that the balance may not reflect the exact amount of interest owed. Is that because they didn't update it, or is that because it simply will grow out of date? If they wanted to say it was growing out of date, it would have been easy to draft language to say that this balance may not be the balance you have to pay. Miller versus McCullough created a safe harbor on that. This language is ambiguous and violates the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Thank you, Your Honors.
Our thanks to both counsel, and the case will be taken under advisement. The court has finished the call of the day.